Hey, what's up, familia, and welcome back to the Foodies Forward podcast, where we empower small family-owned restaurants to take control of their business, grow smarter, and build something that lasts. We're not just talking finances, we're also going to be talking about marketing, taxes, payroll, and all the things that matter when you're running your restaurant, especially if you're trying to do things right. My name is Julio, also known as Julio de Furio, and I'm your host on this podcast. And today we are continuing with our first podcast series from my book called From Profits to Prosperity, A Restaurant Owner's Financial Guide. Now, if you haven't downloaded this guide, I highly recommend you to do it. And you can download it by adding your business on our Foodies Forward community. And you can go to foodiesforward.org. It's kind of like a directory, but we also have a business center where we are sharing a lot of like resources and things like that. Now, I wouldn't say bad news, but unfortunately, we're not doing a free sign up. Now, this is not a turnoff or anything like that. The only reason why we added a charge is because we've been getting a lot of bots having like mass signups of like big chain companies, and it was getting really annoying. So we were able to do like a cleanup of our community, and we are literally just allowing small family-owned businesses like yours to be part of our community. But here's the good thing. It's not a tremendous amount of money. Literally, it's just an anti-spam fee, I call it like that. But it's just to keep those bots away, all right? And it's just $1.50. Add your business, create your profile, get access to all the tools and resources that we're going to be sharing in the business center, and actually use that tool. So, you know, if you haven't signed up, go ahead and do it. All right, so if you're tuning in for the first time on this podcast, first of all, I appreciate you. Thank you so much for, you know, allowing a stranger to kind of talk some business through this podcast. But so far, we've been talking about really important subjects. We kicked off our first episode kind of introducing myself. And we also, I gave you like the five keys about the financial structure of your business. And we went through like what we're actually going to be talking about in this series, all right? Because we're going to go over the book. Now, that was basically on episode one. On episode two, I did a little pause because in the past few weeks, we've been going through some drama with all these like third-party delivery apps and how much they were taking and everything. If you haven't seen that podcast, go check it out. That you can listen to it on any platform that you like because it's something really important, right? Now, on this episode, we're going to be diving in deeper into chapter two and chapter three of the book. If you haven't downloaded, go check it out right now. Because in chapter two, we're going to be talking about profits, and it is a hard subject that a lot of people doesn't really like to talk about, but it's really important, especially when you are, you know, running your business and you're trying to scale your business. I mean, because you don't just open a business to have a job. If you don't have any profit, you kind of paying yourself, you just created yourself a job. But if you are really trying to excel, grow, scale your business, then you definitely have to listen to this. Although I wanted to leave this chapter at a later time, I said, you know what? No. Because we always leave that for a later time and we never prioritize this. So in this book, you know, like I said, I talk about different strategies and key things that you need to follow in your book, in your restaurant to make it successful. And one of the things that a lot of people, a lot of business owners don't take in mind is the profits. And like I said, in the beginning, this is just an example. Your profit margin might be different, but if you're not doing anything, at least this could be something to help you start with, okay? And one of the things that I recommend restaurant owners is to at least set aside a 15% of your daily income. Now, the part about this book is to help you take control of your finances on a daily basis, not per week, not per month, definitely not per year. This is something that you have to do every single day, literally. As soon as you have deposited the cash, as soon as the money that was deposited from the credit card processing is in your bank account. This is something that I recommend everybody. One of the first things that you got to do is set aside a 15% of the amount of money that came in. So for example, easy numbers, $1,000, right? 15% of that means that you're going to put $150 aside in your bank account, okay? And it has to be either a separate checking account or a savings account that you have where you're just, you know, putting those profits aside, those $150 for the previous day sales. Boom, you save them right there. You might not have a lot of checking accounts or saving accounts. There is a tool, however, that I recommend that is also in our business center. And it's an app or a banking tool that you can use. As the money comes in, you can transfer that money over, have it automatically divide into different pockets so that you have like different accounts that you can pull money from. And that way, just in case your bank charges, I mean, I understand a lot of the times with these type of strategies, you might have fees that are involved, you know, for having multiple checking accounts or things like that. However, there are some banks, if you ask them, hey, I'm looking for something just to put money aside that hopefully doesn't have any like fees or anything like that, and they can help you. Setting aside 15% of your total revenue, it's essential, you know, and like I said, for different businesses might be different, but this is something that a lot of people doesn't do because it's kind of like paying yourself first, and you are like setting something aside that you can use for the future, reinvest into your business, letting you see that the business is making some profit. Unfortunately, depending on the situation of your business, it might not be suitable at this time to have some profit set aside, but you never know. You might be surprised that if you start doing that, even if it's just a 10%, and setting aside and just forgetting about it, you will actually benefit your business in the long run, right? Because you are, at the end of the day, you have to make money. And we are in business to make money. So if you're not setting something aside where you can kind of see the business grow, see the business scaling, then you're not doing anything. Like I said, you just created a job for yourself, right? Now, what do you do with your profit? You can save it, build an emergency fund. Or saving, you know, cushion. That way, you know, in case of any future expenses, AC breaks down or something, you have some money right there. You can reinvest. A portion of your profits can be reinvested into your business. Or maybe you're planning to open up a second location or trying to expand into a bigger location. You can do that. Or you can use it as a reward for yourself. Okay? Don't forget that you've been working hard, and a lot of times we're like, damn, you know, like I wish I could have something a little extra. Sometimes we see, you know, we're paying payroll, paying all these employees, people that are helping us, and you don't see something for yourself. Profits, that's what they're for. You know, that's the reward that you're paying yourself for growing your business. By constantly setting aside at least a 15% of your revenue for profits, you're ensured that your business is not just surviving, but thriving. This habit provides the resources and the reinvestment with necessary deal emergencies and even expand your restaurant from time to time. That's the importance of setting aside that 15%. If you have a different number in mind, do that. You know, like I said, this is not something that I'm telling you what to do. Just expanding your idea into making sure that you're at least setting some money aside for your profits. Okay, now don't get this confused. This is not what you're paying yourself for working in the business. That's something completely different, and we're going to talk about it in other episodes. But the profit is just something that you're setting aside as what the business is actually making, you know, because like I told you, we're all in business to make some money. Let's jump to chapter three, because today I want to talk to you about profits, but I also want to talk to you about how can you see if your business is actually being profitable. And there's a simple key, and I should have put that in the beginning, but like I said, if I never talk about profits, you're never gonna consider it. So if I talk about it before, you have that idea now. Okay. Now, how do you know if your business is actually being successful? And I have a simple rule. If you add your rent, your electric bill, your gas bill, and your water bill, which is like the main essential things to keep your business running. I would count internet on that as well, but you can or you cannot. I would probably put it maybe like on the marketing side because at the end of the day, you know, no, but you know what? Yeah, it's true. And actually in the book, it does kind of mention because it depends on what do you consider as being the essentials of your business to keep it running. So if your internet, it's separate from maybe you have some cable or things like that, and you're able to separate that in the money, then count it in. Okay. Now, if it's a bundle that you're paying for cable and this and that because you need TVs and things like that in your business, then don't count it in. And I'll tell you why in a minute. I mean, because that's entertainment, that's commodity for your customers. So that's what I'm kind of like in the middle, you know. And actually, if you know, if you want to leave it in the comments, what do you think? You know, should we include that commodity of the internet and the cable into, as part of the essentials? When you add those four or five things up, you have a total amount, right? At the end of the month. And you know, you add 100 how much you paid for electric, how much you paid for gas, how much you pay for water, your rent. And like I said, you can even add the internet, since that's the key things that you need right now to run your business. When you add it up, and then you add up the sales that you generated on the previous month, you have to be able to pay those essentials with the 10% of your sales. And a lot of you are gonna be like, that's crazy. I can barely afford rent or whatever, you know. But I get it. And that's, you know, you're not wrong. Everything is high right now. A lot of businesses are struggling, but that is one of the ways that you can see if your business is actually on the right path. If it's a 20%, if it's a 25%, if it's a 50%, you know there are some problems, you know there are some issues, and we can always fix it. One of the things that I always tell my kids is, if nobody died, we can fix it. And that's what this podcast is about. You know, we want to be able to come up with solutions, come up with things that you can implement in your business and help you grow. Because you have to calculate and make sure that you are standing on the right track. And that's another thing, you know, it's a habit that you need to start creating yourself. So make sure in those structures that you have that extra checking account that is dedicated just to pay rent and to pay the essentials. On the book, of course, I go into more detail where we, you know, calculate all of this and let you sound. Now, the thing is not just to calculate, it's also to find ways where you can actually look into negotiate those rates that you're getting. Look at your electric bill. If you're under contract, you know, see if you're able to renegotiate the rates to help you lower your bill. Sometimes just simply by calling, and you can talk to the providers and tell them, hey, you know what? I'm paying too much on electric. Is there a way we can renegotiate my contract? You know, do something about it so that you can help me pay less instead of trying to look for another provider. And if there's no solution, then definitely look into moving into another provider. If you're an internet provider, you know, maybe you can switch to somebody else that has a better, cheaper rate or something like that. And every dollar counts. So don't lose hope on that. And also look into what you are spending on these third-party delivery apps. And again, I'm not bashing on it, but if you go back to the previous episode when we talk about DoorDash and Uber Eats and all that, look into that. Because in the Spanish, I forgot to mention it in the English podcast, but in the Spanish podcast, I was sharing about a situation with my cousin. She has a taqueria, and in one of her locations, for the month of April, she shared with me that she sold about $15,000 directly on DoorDash. And I was like, man, that is so cool. Yeah, but when she looked at her numbers, she realized that she was only going to be deposited $10,500. Why? Because she's on the 30%. It sucked. Like, having to see that much money going, like, it's $4,500. A lot of you guys might look at the number and you're like, dude, that's my rent, my electric, my gas, you know, like your essentials that are going into a third-party provider. So look into that. Try to renegotiate those percentages. I had a plan before I had my online ordering services in my agency. I initially created a plan with one of my friends here in Waxahachie, where I told him, I was like, look, can we lower that percentage to 15% and then try to reinvest that money that you were paying into marketing so that we can help you bring in more foot traffic? And you know, that was a good plan. But then when I talked to DoorDash, they said, but if you lower to the 15%, you can only deliver like 3 mile radius and something like that. I was like, what? That's stupid. So right now that I have a solution, this is what I'm pushing to a lot of my clients. I tell them, like, look, there's not going to be a better way for you to start implementing deliveries in your home. Now, the cool thing about this service is that you don't need drivers. We can still use the DoorDash, Uber, and Grubhub drivers, but we don't have to pay those companies directly. Like, one of the ways that we've been able to set up, and this is a collaborations between different programmers and companies that we put together, where we are able to help restaurants keep 100% of the profits. You don't even have to mess with the prices, because I know a lot of the times to try to make up for that, you increase your prices online so that you can kind of match whatever they're charging you. At the end of the day, you are still paying, because even like, let's say you have something at $10, you're at the 30%, so you're gonna sell it for $13. They're gonna charge you 30% of the $13, not the 10, the 13. So you are still paying out of pocket to keep those services alive. One of the things that we're being able to do is where you keep your same prices, you keep 100% of your profits, and we're still delivering your food. And the customer is also going to be paying less because they don't have to, pay the upcharge money that you're paying for the commission. They're gonna be paying what they're paying at the restaurant. They're just gonna be paying extra for the delivery and the credit card processing, which that's optional. You can either pay yourself or let the customer pay for that credit card processing fee. But that's, something that we are allowing customers to keep 100% of the profits. And I don't mean to sell this. You can actually see more information about the previous on that previous episode. But the reason why I brought it up here is because if you're trying to cut expenses, you're trying to cut all of this, you have to look at everything that you're spending so that you can maximize more money that goes into your profits, more money that goes into your labor. One of the things that I was telling one of the guys is like, look, imagine you put that money that you're paying DoorDash into your team. When you take care of you, your team is gonna take better care of you, of your business, because you're taking care of them. So just imagine if you were able to utilize that money smarter, right? Now, and another thing is like you might be saying, yeah, but these companies bring me business, but are they really, yeah, it's a commodity, something like that. But at the end of the day, if it's not something that you own 100%, it's not yours, right? So again, look into all of these different expenses. Hey, look into the marketing too. Recently had a lady that was paying somebody, I believe it was like $3,000 a month. And I was like, well, what did you get for those $3,000? And she was sharing that the guy really only came in and created like reels and videos and things like that. But that's it. He didn't even believe on like paid marketing or anything like that. He was just saying that every video that he created, he was in hopes that it would go viral. And that's stupid. That's really stupid. If you're hoping on going viral on every post that you make for your business, that's gonna be so hard, guys. That's literally like winning the lottery for a video to go viral. And you're not gonna let me lie about that. So look into that. Look into marketing services that might be charging you less, but are focused more on bringing you results, or that are utilizing your money more efficiently, right? That's something that I do with all of my clients. I tell them, like I see a lot of people are investing a lot of money in this influencer era. We have people like myself. If you go to my channel, Julio de Furio, you're gonna see that's what I do. I make videos, and I've been able to create a small income from TikTok by creating videos. That's actually one of the reasons why I never charge for my videos. But that allows me to get in the door and talk to business and see what they're struggling with. That's how I met my new client. We talk about her marketing and everything, and we realized that she was spending way too much money. So we came in, we put in a plan, and she's gonna cut her expenses to like maybe 60 or 70% to what she was spending with actual marketing budget and actual results. So like I said, look into everything, not just focus on the bills, look into the different resources that you're gonna get. And on the platform, I'm also gonna be sharing some resources. I have friends, colleagues that can help you, and they are people that I trust, people that I work with. And actually, those people that are part of those resources are people that I, firsthand know them. We are brothers in Christ. We are, attend church together. We do a lot of things together. So those are the people that I trust. And when I recommend something or somebody in that platform, it's because I've used them before. I trust them, and we, look into everything that they're doing. So again, look into that. But hey, that's actually what I wanted to talk about today. I had a script. I was struggling. I think it took me about an hour to try to put it together. And I said, you know what? Let's just jump into this, be natural, and just deliver the information that I want to deliver to you. So again, thank you so much for the opportunity of you listening to this podcast. Really hope that these episodes, short, sweet, to the point, can bring you some value, some ideas to help you grow. And let's keep going. Let's keep the discussion going. So if you have any comments, questions that you want to ask, ask away, my friend. Like, we are here to help each other out, to support each other out, and stay in business, to grow smarter, stronger, and help you build something that lasts. See you on the next episode.